Lesson 2. This is Commander Dana. I'm going to visit with you for a few minutes about the ultimate father. I'm telling you, I wish we could trade places. I wish I was getting ready to teach a bunch of boys and girls about this subject. I believe that teaching children about fatherhood, about God as our father, is probably one of the most powerful things you can teach, especially in the time that we're living in. I believe that God's going to lead you and help you say things that will speak to the hearts of the kids today. But for the next few minutes, let me just share a few thoughts with you. Of course, on your written outline, I've written down some key thoughts that I have in my mind and in my heart when I'm teaching super kids about God our Father. Of course, He's generous. He's our protector. Our Father is good, which is the primary thought that I want to come through. But one of the things that I want you to meditate after you read through the outline and you look the scriptures up that we've written down, I want you to just think about and meditate and ask God this question, Lord, where are the kids at that are in front of me? Because I've learned over the years in ministering to children for 20 years plus that there's every kind of situation as far as home life and fathers and mothers sitting in front of you. The kids, every one of them might be dressed in their Sunday best and their faces might be, you know, smiling at you. They might be happy. They might not be. But either way, man, there's every kind of a situation. Not all of them have had a great experience where their father's concerned. Let me say this. Our foundation scripture in James 1:17 says that every good thing comes down from our Father of lights. There's so many places in the Word of God when it refers to God as our Father. That's what I want you to key in on. Children that do not have a positive father figure, I don't even like to say father figure, but when kids that have not had or are not having a positive, or I could say a godly father experience, a godly father example. Teachers, let me ask you this question. Where are they going to go to find one? Man, when they come in through your doors, if you can bear this in mind, these kids may have a completely skewed view of what a father's really supposed to be and what he's supposed to do. I had a great man in my life years ago ask me this question, and it was relating to my own children. He said this. He said, Dana, when your children are grown, what are they going to remember about daddy? What are they going to remember about their years at home? So instructors, leaders, pastors, teachers, let me ask you this question. What are the children that are going to be sitting in front of you today? What are they going to remember about you? Did you represent God? Is there a parental and pastoral love in your heart for those kids? And does it come through? Listen, we want these kids to know the truth about God, and I know that you do too. But you know who their primary example of God is going to be today when you teach? It's going to be you. The way that you treat them, the way that you care for them, the way that you speak to them, your whole attitude and atmosphere is going to represent God to them. And ultimately, they'll have thoughts and feelings about God based on how you treat them. Today, go for it. Hold nothing back and represent your Heavenly Father well to your super kids.